Joining me live over the phone today is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. I like to touch base with Brian on a monthly basis to find out what's happening in Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. It's beautiful. Beautiful weather we're having. It's hard to believe that it's still so warm this time of the year. We're really excited about
right.
it.
Right. Well, so. You know, after last winter, I mean, come on now, right? So, yeah.
Well, we deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Brian, as always, really appreciate your time on what's happening in Southern Lincoln County. What's the update? What's the latest on some projects and that you've been involved with in Kemmer in the area?
Well, we actually had some exciting news. Just found out that we were published in the Senator Barrasso actually sent us a copy of an article that where Kemmer was on the front page of the Washington Post and our nuclear plant, our Natrium plant. So that was pretty exciting. They had interviewed me and the mayor and Mayor Tech and others. And I think it's a really good story. It talks as well about, you know, in addition to the nuclear coming, as well about the our hopes for, which I mentioned, a coal to an ammonia plant as well, to do what we can to keep coal going as well. So I think that was quite a big feather in our cap. Front page of the Washington Post is hard to beat. So
yeah, who would have guessed back in 2020, yeah, right before the nuclear announcement, yeah, that would be the case in the situation.
Yeah, the one thing that was interesting, I think what kind of, I know there's been a lot of articles, but what was, I think, part of the motivation for this article is there was some news out there about the new scale plant not getting that contract with UAMPS, the Utah Cooperative. And so people were wondering about if our plant was still going, and ours is still going strong, and I think it kind of legitimizes everything that we're doing. So
excellent.
Pretty exciting.
Well, again, Brian Muir, City Administrator for the City of Kemmer, on the air today on the Weekday Wake Up. Another memorandum of understanding for TerraPower as well, and Uranium Energy Corps announcing to collaborate on the uranium fuel supply, and just another a recent announcement made, Brian, that helps keep this wheel churning forward in the right direction.
Yes, and in addition to that, I've been a part of a group that we're working on a grant, phase two of a grant, to try to figure out some projects that's going to benefit. It's a cooperative agreement, cooperative consortium, I'll just say, between us and Idaho, between Wyoming and Idaho, that it also tries to take one of the projects that I had suggested was taking that also from the Wyoming standpoint down the road, taking Wyoming uranium and turn it into HALEU and other types of uranium so that we can also be in that supply chain, if you will, which does take some time. I mean, I was told that it would take us probably about 10 years in Wyoming to be able to do that, to get to that point. But it's something in the long term as well that brings hope for Wyoming minerals. So, yeah, and our revenues that come from those. So,
well, 10 years from now, you'd much rather have that than not, right? And so, yeah, it sounds like laying the groundwork for that's a great move.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, you mentioned it, and it was part of the article that you mentioned with the front page that you were talking about. But it's the goal is not to replace coal. The goal is to keep coal going with the addition of the nuclear, right? So give us an update on some of the coal to uranium and some of these other coal product businesses that are looking at Southern Lincoln County.
Yeah, the coal to ammonia is Glenrock Canada, and I do believe that they have some state support on trying to get the feed study done. I think they need to come up with $32-33 million on the front end engineering and design study, and I think they're working on their end of the financing, which also would require moving the road, as we've talked about before, which I think from what I've heard, the county has made some progress on that, trying to work with the state funding that's available and then providing some of their funding. And then, of course, the coal mine needs to come up with their funding. So the coal is required, of course, to be able to get that Glenrock Canada contract with the mine. out, you know, I think they want to, they need like, you know, to have enough coal for about 30, at least 30 years is what they're hoping for. So that's the Glenrock Canada. And that's the one I know most about as far as the coal projects right now. I don't have a lot of detail on anything else, but we've had a lot of people are interested in all kinds of things with coal, of course. So, including, you know, the Tri-Site. I haven't heard a lot about Tri-Site lately, but I know that they're still hoping to do that too and provide that coal. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the weekday wake up today. Brian, anything else happening in Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County you'd like to mention?
I would just, there's a lot of things that are going on in our downtown and in our housing. And I'll give you some updates here. We had a grand opening just not too long, a couple weeks ago, at the old Opera House store. And so they're it's exciting there. You can stay in and eat in their store, and then you can do takeout food. There's things you can buy like T-shirts. And I was actually quite impressed with their collection of olive oil and vinegar type things. So you can dip bread in it and do salads and all of that. So quite a good collection. That's a very unique thing they have in our downtown. And then upstairs are still, you know, of course, part of that is the bakery that they have. And that's going quite well. I was, I went and had some chicken dumplings. It was pretty good. So upstairs, though, they're finalizing up their Airbnb up there. Also, just this week, Despain Realty bought the old Kemmer Hotel. They actually now own Quality Realty. I think they're hoping to put a building there, and so that's all finalized as far as the. Their proposal has been accepted. We just need to go to closing. So we're working on that. It's going to start with phase one, a building with two stories with some office or retail space on the main level and a large room upstairs to be used for a conference room that could be rented or used by a business. And so they're going to phase it. And that phase is projected to be done June 2025. Phase two, you know, I think they're kind of waiting for phase two for a similar building right next to it, depending on the demand, of course. And I think that probably has a lot to do with what's going to happen with our coal industry as well. So I think they're planning smart there so that we don't have any empty buildings. But, you know, things are moving quite well in the downtown still. It's almost breathtaking to see how fast things are coming together for such a short amount of time. On the housing front, the Gateway PUD is moving along on their project. It's the one that has about 145 homes in their phase one right next to our cemetery over there, the Kemmer Cemetery. But they're actually, the county is working on, is applying for a grant on behalf of the City of Kemmer and Joint Powers Board and Diamondville to try to get some funding for the infrastructure that's going to benefit the project for the developers. So that's moving along. And then just yesterday, actually, I met with the 291 phase, which is the 291 project for on the south part of the town, where they're hoping to put in, the truck stop, as we mentioned. And they have a number of phases, though. Obviously, that's a lot of acreage to develop, and it's also going to be based on demand, of course. But the first phase that they're going to be having is the truck stop, and then also some multifamily housing that to provide workforce housing for the nuclear people coming in. So I think things are moving along. I just one other thing. I just thought we're excited that in our event center we're having the second annual live nativity this Sunday at the event center from 5 to 7. It's an interfaith activity at our event center. So those are some other things going on. So Absolutely. Things are moving in Kemmer.
Absolutely. So. Always moving in Kemmer. You betcha. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, appreciate your time. We'll touch base again next month.